Shopify, yes, the e-commerce giant, has been hit with a mega lawsuit, a $130 million class action lawsuit. Why? Well, the company is alleged to have illegally tried to slash severance packages after announcing a nationwide mass layoff. And here to talk about it is Lior Samfiro, national co-managing partner of Samfiro Tumarkin LLP, who joins us now on GMH. Lior, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
This does not look good for Shopify.
It does not look good for Shopify at all. And it's certainly something that employers, in my experience, just don't do. I've been doing this for a long time. Imagine a situation where Shopify makes an offer to an employee for severance, not a windfall offer, not a fantastic offer, a reasonable offer. Tells the employee, you have to accept this, and we're going to put pressure on you to accept this. We're going to give you a deadline by which you have to accept this. Employee says, fine, I will do as you've asked me. I will accept it. Now we have a binding deal. Only for then, after acceptance, Shopify to turn around and say, oh, no, sorry, we're not going to pay that. We're going to pay you tens of thousands of dollars less than what we've agreed. Not a good look, but more importantly, not legal. We call that a breach of contract.
So you've not come across this type of scenario before, at least not to this magnitude.
Absolutely not. I've seen a lot of things in my many years of practice. I've never seen anything like this. I don't expect I will again. And I'm hoping because of that, that ultimately Shopify will want to do the right thing legally and the right thing by their former employees and resolve this and pay what it was obligated to pay.
For those listeners who are tuning in thinking, geez, I don't want this to happen to me, how should severance work?
So severance is based on a number of factors. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. A lot of people think that severance is a week per year of service or 2 weeks per year of service. None of that is true. Severance is based on a number of factors, mostly your age, your position, and the length of your employment. And severance can be as much as 24 months pay. And in the majority of cases, when someone is offered severance, it's actually less than what they're owed. So that's why it's important to get advice, to understand what you've been offered, and make sure that there's nothing else they're owing. Well, with Shopify, employees did that. They got legal advice and were told, you know what? Not the best offer we've seen, but a good offer, good enough to accept. They did the right thing, and then they turn around and to accept those offers, only, of course, for Shopify to then pull the rug out from under them and say, no, not going to happen. So the right thing always is to get legal advice if you're staring at that severance letter.
So this is another example of employees not having to accept a severance package or a severance offer. There are options out there.
Absolutely. And in many cases, an employer expects you to negotiate. They understand that you are offered more. And too many people do accept offers and then realize after it's too late that they accepted a bad offer. But in those situations, just because an employee accepts the offer and then realizes, oh my gosh, I was owed more, that employee can't go back and say, forget it, no deal, pay me more. By the same token, in this scenario, if Shopify realizes that, you know what, we offered more than we intended, they can't go back either. It doesn't work that way, not at all.
How much money, and you probably don't have an accurate figure on this, it'll be anecdotally, how much money do people leave on the table figuring, oh, this is the best deal I'm going to get?
You know, I can tell you, having done this for over 20 years and doing this every single day, that the delta, the difference between what people are offered and what they're truly owed in most cases is in the tens of thousands of dollars. And that's why, you know, if we're talking a few hundred dollars, maybe you take it, maybe you leave it. But those types of differences people leave on the table, often just because they don't know any better. There's a lot of misinformation and myths out there. That's why, you know, every employee, senior, junior, long service, or just started working, should always take the time to get that legal advice to avoid the scenario where they realize I was owed more, but now it's too late.
We have one more minute with Lior Samfiro from Samfiro Tumarkin LLP. By the way, you can catch the Employment Law Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Global TV and listen to it Saturday and Sunday at noon on 900 CHML. Lior, what are the next steps in this process?
So the next step is, of course, to have a court formally certify the class action. That means a court would have to decide that it makes sense for this to proceed as one big lawsuit as opposed to many individual ones. We think that's a formality here. All these individuals have very many things in common. But frankly, our hope is that we're not going to have to do that. We're not going to have to make things harder for these employees. And the Shopify is going to say, okay, we made a mistake. We're going to fix that mistake and do what's right. So stay tuned, but that's the hope here.
Is the likeliest scenario a settlement out of court?
That is certainly what happens in most of these cases, the vast majority of them. And this certainly should be a case that should resolve. It is fairly straightforward from a legal standpoint. It's a straightforward from a fairness standpoint. So if I was a betting man, I would certainly expect for this to resolve with a settlement at some point.
Any listener out there who needs an employment lawyer, contact the best, Samfiro Tumarkin LLP, online stlawyers.ca. Lior, thanks for the time today. Best of luck with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. Take care.
Lior Samfiro, National Co-Managing Partner, Samfiro Tumarkin LLP, again online stlawyers.ca.